Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Soul Shaker. witch doctor. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen, Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize. $500 Bookqueen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bookqueen Favorite. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011. At the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles.
Cost for the function.
Commentated by the icon Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vaughn Allure. Know Your Status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1,
$500.
Runway Open to All. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to All Performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011 at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201.
Know Your Status.
Can I have the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. Walk the runway. Everlasting. And she's real mix best. Everlasting. Performance diva. Everlasting. She doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me say. Everlasting heart. Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. It's Tins and Chop, Sonny, the Ballroom Official Radio Station, honey. We are here, we're live, we're on the air, honey, and we're getting the madness motherfucking started tonight. It's a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your plate, what the fuck is on your chest, whatever you want to talk about. I mean, you can just call in and feel free to press 1 and get it out. And we are definitely here, and we're definitely live, and we're definitely going to give it to you. I was also told today, I got a text message saying, that the legendary icon, Jamie 007, will definitely be calling in tonight. She has some things that she would like to say, so hopefully we'll get her on the line. But if you're on the line and you got a what the fuck or you got some tea that you want to spill or whatever, feel free to definitely press 1, or you can definitely send it to me on Facebook. You can definitely send it to me on Yahoo, and we can definitely get the madness started however you like it and however you want it, honey. Yes, honey. Hold on, I see I have a private caller so early. Hold on, let me see what this private caller was. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay. Next call I have is 347-967. You're live on the air.
What's the note, Kelly?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Joseph.
Hi, Joseph. What's going on, baby?
What's the deal? I just wanted to say something because it's been on my mind for a minute and shit. I want to know what the fuck up with these icons and legends, like these old girls and their miserable habits at these balls. Don't they understand that they making the balls non-fun? They chopping people left and right because they holding on to something that's just gone. I mean, nobody's asking them to be in the scene much longer. If they feel like that, if they feel like their time is up, then go somewhere, move the fuck on, but stop ruining it for these young kids and shit like that. That really pisses me the fuck off, because it seems like if one kid chop, if Icon chops somebody from another house, then it's just a whole ballroom full of just chopping all night and shit like that. And that's unfair to these kids that pay their money and go to balls and shit like that, get their effects, and they getting chopped because of some personal vendetta for these old grumpy bitches. They just need to lay down somewhere. Go read a book or something. But all this is making the ballroom seem very fucking boring, and I'm frankly tired of it. But
I know that's right, honey. You sound like your mother. Honey, you sound like your mother, honey. Your mother has taught you well, honey. But I want to know what old grumpy icons you talking about, honey.
I mean, there's quite a few of them. That's the shade. It's a few of them. I mean, I don't want to call no names. I know. I mean, everybody pretty much know who they are and shit like that. All you gotta do is look up on the panel and just see the grumpy face people that's not even paying attention to the ball, but they quick to chop a bitch that's walking. That's crazy. But it goes on at a lot of balls. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just happy they don't chop me. But I still think it's unfair to the other kids, though.
Joseph. Well, maybe we can get some of those grumpy. Maybe we get some of those grumpy icons to call in here and tell us why they so grumpy and why they be chopping the children the way they be chopping the children like that.
Yeah, you need to, because I understand back in the days it was a certain way, but time has changed and you have to move. You have to move along with time and stuff like that. They need to start grooming some of these. If they're tired of doing whatever they're doing, start grooming some of these kids to take their place. That way they can make their legacy. I mean, move on with their legacy and shit like that. But if they tired of it, then get somebody else in their position and stuff like that. But don't take their anger out and their old frustration out on these kids. That's a fool.
Well, if you icons and y'all tired and y'all want to move over, it's time to pass it on, Joseph said.
Yeah, pass the motherfucking torch and stop being miserable. It's not cute.
A lot of people that have balls, I think they should ask, instead of just saying, okay, I want this person on my panel, I think they should ask somebody from that region, who would you like to sit on your judge's panel? Because every house, I think, should have adequate people that could judge.
Definitely.
Everybody is
people.
Not worthy of sitting on a panel.
Definitely. I definitely agree.
Like, I think somebody should always call somebody like, okay, do you have a viable judge that you would like to sit on your panel? And I go, okay, well, I have this person that I want to sit on my panel because I know they're capable of judging. Everybody should not judge.
And definitely, and just to talk about what, like, James and the Bull, when stuff was going crazy on a panel and stuff like that, James grabbed the mic and stuff like that and was basically trying to calm everything down. Everybody who gives a ball, they need to start taking charge of their own ball. Commentators are not in charge of the ball. Whoever names is on them flies and stuff like that that's giving the ball, it's their ball, and they need to make sure that everything, everybody is getting treated fair. And I tip my hat off to James and Rodney for their efforts at their ball. I thought that was great, and more people need to start doing that. Stop letting other people run their motherfucking ball and run their balls themselves.
I definitely do agree with you with that, honey. Baby, I definitely do, honey. Baby. It's a lot, honey. It's a lot. Any more on your chest that you like to get off?
Nah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'll call back if I got anything else to say.
Okay, we're going to get you back on home. You got any more that you like to get off your chest? Call in, because I like your chest. You got a lot on it, and I want you to get it off. Get to get it off. Honey, and you know ain't nobody gonna mess with you, because your mother's
definitely
still. Your mother asked to borrow my mother to get a caterer, honey, but she still got high ice picking her boo.
It ain't my mother who they got to worry about. I'm nice for a reason.
Okay, well, we're gonna put you back on. When you ready to get some more of your chest, press what? All right. Okay. The next caller we have is 414-813. You're live on the air.
Hey, good evening, Kelly.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Hey, I was supposed to call in last night, but unfortunately, to outstanding circumstances, but outside circumstances, I couldn't be able to call in. But I listened to the show. Huh?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, but I listened to the show last night, and it was about the function that was supposed to happen in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you definitely. Hold on 1 minute. I see my girlfriend is on the. I see my girlfriend, honey. They is hitting me up on Facebook saying she's on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down live. London, wanna go down live.
European vibes. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
So, Miss London?
Hello. Hello, Kelly. Hi, darling.
Miss London's here. But go ahead, caller. Finish your statement, caller.
Okay. Good evening, London. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you, caller?
Hey. I'm doing just fine. But taking back to the issue about the ball on that happened in Brooklyn, I listened to the show last week, and when I heard about him explaining this ball and how grand it was supposed to be. And I must say, I gagged when I heard about it because I'm sitting here and I'm like, if I was from New York, I wouldn't even have gone to the ball because I'm like, everything that he was saying to me was fabricated. It was too much. And then it was kind of like, okay, Jasmine has already did the big outstanding ball already. So why would you need to top that with more money and stuff like that? I found that to be a gag effect. And then he was, like, bringing all these celebrity stars in and stuff like that. It was just a gag mess all over. And, you know, I just didn't believe it. It was really gagging me out. But, Kels, I will take down the video as you requested, first of all. And I'm also working on the next project for you. And the show, so therefore, I will continue to keep on promoting you and your show. And then also, I would just like to put out my free promotion while I'm at on your show, and that my mixtape, Bo Femme Fatale, will come out in 2012. I'm trying to drop that late summer, early fall 2012. I know it's years away from now, but, you know, I'm going to promote it here on Tins of Chop. And, you know, I hope that you continue your success.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you definitely have to make me a new video because I'm tired of the girls hitting me up about that last one. We need a new one.
It's beginning to get a gag. So
the girls are still posting that on my page. So we gotta give the girls a new one.
Okay, I would definitely do that for you. And I hope you have a good night, London. I hope you have a good night. I would just like to give my shout out to Nicole and Rodney. How y'all doing? And you know, I'll be calling back in to do my little promotional spots and things like that, but I would definitely get that video done for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye, baby. Okay. We have another caller, honey, and the next caller is 443-570. You're live on the air on a What the Fuck Tuesday.
Is that RBK?
Hello?
Kelly. Yeah, Kelly, I hit one by mistake, Kelly. It's on RBK. You can put me back on hold. I'm sorry.
Okay. The next caller we have is 347-241. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Live on the air. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
I can't hear you, baby. You got to get on speakerphone.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on? Who is this? I cannot hear you, baby. You got to get on speakerphone. Or whatever you on, because we cannot hear you at all. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on.
The people out there that get balls, you know, it's the Baltimore Alliance, obviously. I mean, Boston Alliance, I'm sorry.
Nicole?
Boston, I'm sorry.
Nicole? Hello, Nicole?
What? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
How did you get me on the air? I didn't press one. And how long was you in my conversation?
The Boston Alliance and everything.
See, I don't play like that. I'm.
Honey. Hello? Are you still there, Nicola?
Hello?
We're going to put Nicole back on hold. London, are you there, honey?
Yeah, Kelly, can you get Joseph Bock on the line, please?
Oh, let me see. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get Joseph for you. Joseph is back, London.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Yeah, did you hear about your house sister, Cassandra?
Yeah, I heard about her. What about it?
Did she get beat up?
No, she didn't get beat up. She had a confrontation or whatever the case may be with some people at the club, but it wasn't, nobody touched her.
Wasn't those people supposed to be a leader?
Yeah, one of those people was supposed to be a leader, but I guess they talked it out or whatever the case may be. But to the other people, to them, like them peanut gallery people who like to see things and like to say things, grow the fuck up. I mean, things are not that fucking serious. I mean, if shit don't got shit to do with you, people should mind their motherfucking business. And I really don't want to call no names because I don't want nobody to say that I'm going off on the phone. So when I see them in person,
I'm
going to tap them on their shoulder and let them know. But I just think that's crazy. If Cassandra is talking to Jack, anybody else should mind their motherfucking business. Jack is a grown-ass man and Jack can handle his own. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows that and stuff like that. So when two people are talking and shit ain't got nothing to do, why do people feel like they have to jump in or to be noticed or be seen? Shut the fuck up. Especially if you don't even got a name for yourself. And that's at the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. Cassandra has come a long way, and she has made a name for herself. You know what I mean? And you got people that can't take it. You know what I mean? But don't
get
mad.
Are you talking about AJ and the other Mizzers?
No, I'm not talking about AJ and the other Mizzers. I'm talking about somebody totally different. But don't worry, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about when I tap them on their shoulders.
Cause yeah, baby, I want to know what the way. Hold on, because y'all got me lost. I got a whole bunch of people in my background, and y'all got me lost, honey. What are y'all talking about? What happened? I have to put y'all mute for a minute.
Thursday night at Thug Night Tuesdays. I mean, Thug Night at Escalitas or whatever the case may be. Somebody trying to take her phone or whatever the case may be. And she was basically arguing with the person, and somebody else jumped in, and Jack came over at the end of the conversation, and Cassandra and Jack got into a little argument or whatever the case would be, but I guess they talked it out from what I heard. You know, I wasn't there, but Cassandra called me 4 o'clock in the morning talking about that people are trying to jump her or whatever the case may be. So I was asking, who was it? You know, she gave me a couple of names, and there's one particular name that she gave that, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a nice person.
Saw from McFifteen in the chat room. She said, ask Joseph who the name she talking about.
I don't have to, trust me, I'm not one of those type of people. I don't get into that.
I would say that if she's talking about AJ.
I'm not talking about AJ. If I was talking about AJ, I would say AJ. AJ, me and AJ is cool. I'm not talking about AJ. AJ did what anybody else would do. If Jack's getting into something and stuff like that, that's his house member. If my mother was getting into something, you best to believe I'm going to have my mother back. I don't give a fuck who it is. So I'm not.
Why
is
your mother
AJ,
in the background? What's your mother saying in the background?
Oh, she wants to know who that was on the line. it's not AJ. It's somebody totally different. But this person
is a
Mizzer,
or why are they?
No, they're not a Mizzer at all.
We ain't questioning him, Miss Candice.
I don't even think the person is in the house. That's the shade. I don't even think the person is in the fucking house.
Well,
I mean,
you can't tap them until I'm out.
What'd you say?
Well,
you can't tap them until I'm outside.
Well, my thing is, all I know is that people better stop saying shit to Cassandra. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, then don't say shit at all. My thing is, I don't like a lot of people, but I don't go around talking about them. I mean, why would you waste your energy talking about people that you don't like? Because 9 times out of 10, the person that you don't like ain't talking about you or wasting their breath on you. So why waste your breath on them?
I know that's right.
That, it just don't make no sense. We argue and fight about the wrong shit. And the shit that we're supposed to be arguing and fighting about, bitches don't. And I don't understand shit like that. People need to grow the fuck up. They too old to be acting the way they act.
It sounds like your mother got a lot on her breasts over there. Would she like to get on the phone and get her stuff off her breasts?
Yeah, she about to call it.
Call her call it, because it sounds like she got a lot on her breasts, and I want her to get it off.
You want her to get it off? She got a lot on her breasts?
Yeah, I want her to get it off. It sounds like she got a lot, honey. She's on her sports ball right now. It sounds like she got a lot of banana pudding on her breast that she want to get off, honey.
Hold on.
I need her to get it off, honey. Oh, Justin, we're going to put you back on hold. If you got anything to say, you know, press 1. Okay. Oh, honey. It's the icon herself. Beverly Kool-Aid Khan is on the air.
Hey.
Yeah,
I was trying to listen, honey, because they told me Joseph was on the thing going off, and I was like, which Joseph? Honey, they was like, old school Joseph. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to know what the hell was going on, because you know he usually don't be on there going off.
I called you yesterday, Mistake, because Miss London hit me up yesterday and gave me some tea, Mistake girl, that the girls they pay you in Boston. What's the tea?
I got my coin.
You and Athena did not get paid.
I got my coin.
Oh, honey, because Athena said she didn't get paid until Monday afternoon.
Oh, I don't know about Athena, but I know I got my coin.
Oh, okay.
And
I was just making sure, honey.
Hold on,
let me see if Nicole is ready now. Nicole, are you ready?
Don't play with me. You heard me. I am in you. You said that. I heard it when it was going off. Please don't play with me.
My Facebook is.
Right, I heard you. Don't patronize me. You heard me. Don't get lit. Now, I wanted to address Joseph. What happened? Where's Joseph at?
Joseph went back on home. Why is Aunt Joseph? Y'all gonna make his mother come shake her banana pudding?
I want to know because I don't understand. Joseph felt some type of way, and he came up here, and he went off, and I feel like Joseph should express how he feels and say fucking names. Old school. If someone is threatening attack or trying to jump his house member, then why is he? No, where's Joseph?
Joseph is back.
Joseph?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
And someone is taking people's phones and trying to jump people and everything. Ain't no hold
your tongue.
No, my
thing is, let me tell y'all something. I'm not into the faggot shit. Like I said, I'm all about facts. No one touched her. That's the whole problem. I'm not going to sit up there and go off and beat the shit out of somebody and shit like that and end up in jail. Because faggots fight the fight. I don't fight the fight. I fight the kill. Because I'm not worrying about a bitch worrying about she got her ass whooped and want to retaliate. I don't have time for that shit. No one put their hands on her, so I'm cool. I mean, you know what I mean? It was just an altercation. They had an altercation. It was words shared, and that was it. No one put their hands on her, so it's really not a big deal. But the person that jumped in the conversation like they're a Billy Badass, I would approach them. And trust me, when I approach them, most likely they're going to be upset or whatever the case be. But then y'all hear about the whole altercation then. I don't want to speak about it until it happened and stuff like that because I don't want to say that I said it to y'all first until I get to the person. So after I tell the person how I feel, then y'all know.
Hold on, Joseph. You stay right there because mother's on the line now.
What you
say?
Hello?
It's the iconic East Coast mother, Cabbage Ebony, is on the line.
What's up, Cabbage?
What's going on, y'all? I mean, maybe my son will not pronounce names, but me, I'm not into all of this. I'm not going to play that game. It was Miss Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Little Maya icon, that vogue. Little Wingworm.
What's that?
Yeah, Miss Maya.
Angry.
Wait,
what's
that? The one that looks like a gremlin.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Wait,
yeah,
what's
that little motherfucking spot in somebody's motherfucking prostitution ring.
Oh,
what the hell is going on?
Like a bit of doo-doo stain in someone's drawers.
Always got something to say. She was never one, always got something to say. But if Cassandra's phone was cracked or whatever the case might be, that's Cassandra's business.
Wait,
okay.
Didn't Lou Maya get pushed by Ebony while she was voguing?
She needs to be washed by an Ebony.
Well,
I said it. Okay, and if she don't like it, because I'm not the child of great adventures, then she attacked with the umbrella. I am not that child. So anytime Miss Maya could have felt, if she got any problems with what I'm saying, she knows she could have said something a long time ago when she sent that motherfucking message to Jigga when I was going with him. But now she can send him all the messages that she wants. Because he goes, Liana now. Okay, but when I approached her about it, I see she didn't have nothing to say then, and she didn't want to fight then. Don't be fooled by the weight loss, Mama, because I'm still not as small as you have to get right. Okay?
What the hell is going on?
So, get right.
And her mother, this little-ass, horrible-ass Maya, all her kids on the lawn, and she the only one that's not in no house. And when she was a motherfucking Quran, never winning. Anybody on this phone can tell me what ball you see Miss Maya win?
A ball in London.
That is my sister, I can't have you.
We're just falling down, and she ain't even been that far in Brooklyn.
Oh, sister, I'm about to call you on the one-on-one, because I don't even know what the hell going on.
What has Miss Maya done? Nothing. She goes from house to house being nothing. Only thing she do is run her mouth and suck cock with that crooked-ass motherfucking wig in the village. That's all she does. She's not even a good ad girl. She's a good street walker. Okay? She's not even one of Fort Greene's finest.
Oh?
Reverend Ketchum. Funny. Mind her business and she thinks it's totally over. But bitch, if she thinks I would play with her one motherfucking bit, I let her slide with that, I spoke
covering this cabbage. Keep the peace. Keep the peace. Fuck Miss Maya. She's a fucking crumpling bum. She's a fucking clunker sack. She looked like something that cat dragged out and beat with a bag of nickels. Motherfucking slut.
Okay.
Oh, y'all keep playing with these motherfucking...
I thought this cabbage had some banana pudding on her breast and she needed to get it off.
Okay. Fucking Maya. She run around the village and run around like she's somebody bad. Those goddamn Prada shoes. When she was at your barbecue, she looked like the bum that's in Manhattan. At Kelly's barbecue with a pair of motherfucking Prada's on pumping around, and she looked like a motherfucking monkey in heat. She threw all of it. She don't even know how to act. And she's from the project.
Cool.
Hey. Fucking mullet.
Well,
and I'm
baby,
sure
baby,
one of her kids.
Baby, honey.
She got to say to me, please do so. And,
oh.
Tell, and just tell me where she want me to come. Then where she likes me to meet her at.
You know how the girls listen to the show. So, you know, Ms. Maya probably will be calling in a few minutes, honey. Because you know the girls listen to the show, honey. And somebody might call her and Maya might call in, honey. Also, we have a caller. Let's see.
She won't.
240-581, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Ooh, I just want to say I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening.
Fucking gump.
Oh. It's a lot of
work. I've been going for so long. Tell her to the name of... And then Miss James felt sorry for her and threw her in the hot fire because she come out there with a do-rag on and motherfucking white on white Air Force Ones and a mini skirt and still not win.
Come on. 804-397. You're live on the air. 804-397. You're live on the air.
Oh, hello. I didn't mean to press one.
Okay, thank you. Well, baby... It's a lot,
what,
yeah. It's a lot.
Fight?
It's a lot tonight, honey. Baby, I miss.
Heard that Jock said that he was going to drag her and make her a part of the lights on 42nd.
Who is that? Who was gonna drag who?
Cassandra.
Oh no.
What?
Yeah, he was drunk.
Wait, Cassandra and Mike got to fight.
No, Cassandra and
no.
Jack got into an altercation, or
oh,
whatever the case may
yeah.
be. It was a misunderstanding because of something that Maya said. Maya, would they Jack? Somebody tried to take Cassandra's phone, and Sha was trying to take Cassandra's phone, and
wait.
Maya said, "Well, bitch, don't nobody
wait.
Want your phone. Your phone is cracked." So Jack came over at the tail end of the conversation and said, "What, Cassandra's on crack?" You know, thinking that's what Maya said, but it wasn't that. So they got into a little confrontation, arguing. I mean, sharing words with each other and stuff like that. But they talked their differences out at the end of the ball. But my thing is, whatever Cassandra is doing, it is none of Maya's business to say anything to Cassandra. Every time something is going on, Cassandra always saying Maya is saying something to her. Leave Cassandra alone. If she ain't saying shit to you, don't say shit to her. Because to be honest with you, outside of this boring shit, Cassandra is my gay mother. Cabbage is my mother. There's no gay in front of that. That's my biological mother. I came out that twat. Don't let it be fooled. That's a woman.
Oh.
Cassandra is my gay mother, and I'm not letting anybody put their hands on her. I don't give a damn if it's Jesus Christ himself. You know what I mean? I might talk to Jesus Christ. I ain't going to put my hands on him and shit like that. You know, I'm a little bit religious. But for real, all I'm saying is, leave Cassandra the fuck alone. That's all I'm saying. If she don't say shit to nobody, nobody should say shit to her. Because it seems like ever since she became legend, everybody got something to say or everybody want to say something to her. Don't get mad because she legend. Step your motherfucking game up.
She'll never become a legend. Huh? She's got to win first.
That's all I'm saying. It's just like it seems like she's just the topic of conversation because she's a legend. She didn't make herself legend. She goes to balls and she turns it or whatever the case may be. Bitch, do the same thing and maybe you'll be legend.
Oh, we need Cabbage to call back in, Cabbage. Also, we have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone.
773-661. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? I'm just calling to say what's up. This is Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray. What's going on, Ray Ray?
How are Grandma?
How are
Mona.
You?
Mona. Ramona.
Yeah. What's up?
Did you get what I sent you on Facebook?
No.
When
did you send it?
I sent it to you today, bitch. Look on your page.
I'm going to look on my page. I might get up there. I'm not up there.
Okay, thank you, Ray Ray, for calling in.
Kelly.
Yes.
Have they added you to the Benji government yet?
No, I don't want to be a part of that.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave that up to you and Nicole. I don't need to be a part of the Benji Cup room.
I was adding me, I say so.
I don't need to be a part of the Benji Cup room. You know, when you go next door to your neighbor and you ask them for sugar, you know that you're Benji Cup.
Ooh,
I know.
See what I told you?
And Nicole wants to sit there, and Nicole wants to play dog with me earlier when I asked her
to
do that.
Listen, we don't have the power to add anybody. We was adding ourselves.
Well, I know Deanna does.
Mind you,
see,
that was Foxy. That was Foxy.
I know about all of that. I get all my motherfucking eat this day, and Nicole wants to play stupid with me earlier when I hit her up and asked her about her new room that she was in. What new room?
Well,
girl, you know I am
Benji.
I hit the Benji and motherfucking Benji. God.
Can somebody get in touch with Ivania or Mantis to open up the Snow Bunyan room, please? Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get you back on. I got some more callers. Hold on. Okay. 718-495. You're live on the air. I'm a caller. 347-241. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. We're going to try this one more time. 347-241. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Well, if anybody else, if y'all got a what the fuck or y'all got something on y'all chest or on y'all breath, feel free to press 1, honey. We are live, we are on the air, and we are definitely taking callers, honey. So whatever you got on your chest or your breath and you want to get it off, bitch, get it off, honey. This is the place to get it off at. Format is open. We are definitely here for y'all definitely to say what y'all need to say, honey, and get it out, honey. What the fuck, honey? Nicole, and that baby cup room, honey.
Missing, I was added to the room, so what are you sitting here giving? Whoever sat there sitting here watching, was showing you the room, should have so showed you how Ray Ray added everybody to the room.
Ray Ray added me.
Well, it was, he used his discretion. And it only had to be Mo or Foxy.
Funny.
Babies.
I don't know, baby. It was a lot. I'm gagging at all of that went down at the club. All of that went down at the club on Thursday, honey. That was a lot.
Oh, not fight.
I know. I woke up to this shit.
Oh, it just happened.
Yes, it happened on Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving at the club on Thursday.
Oh.
Honey.
I was sleeping, and I got a phone call 4 o'clock. Oh, the missus and people trying to jump me. I said, are you sure?
Oh, shit.
I said, why would they
just say, are you
no,
sure?
No, I did because it didn't make sense to me and stuff like that. I'm like, well, Jack. I'm like, Jack is too old. He wouldn't do nothing like that. That's just me assuming. But like I said, you can't put nothing past nobody. But then she called me back like at 7 something and said that That her and Jack, it was just a misunderstanding between Jack. You know how Jack is. If he hear the word crack, he thought, I mean, your phone is cracking. He's like, oh shit, because I'm on crack. Jack always do stuff like that. Jack is a comedian, that's what he does. And stuff like that. It was just a misunderstanding. I just don't like the fact that the boy tried to take Cassandra's phone and stuff like that, and Maya felt like it was like, well, bitch, don't nobody want your motherfucking phone because your phone is cracked. What that got to do with you?
Well, who's well, maybe Maya calling here, honey, and she, you know, and a voice of opinion, honey, y'all. She done been all types of gremlins and little ugly motherfuckers.
I ain't
she never wanted everything
gremlin.
That,
I don't do stuff like that. I was just going to go up there and ask her what's her problem with Cassandra. That's all I wanted to know. Is there really?
I'm only repeating. I'm only repeating what they said, honey. So nobody don't read me. I'm only repeating it.
You just repeating.
I'm only repeating what the legendary icon mother Carmen said, honey. Okay.
So Cassandra never pulled Maya to the side and tried to figure out what was going on?
No, because she was busy trying to attack the boy that was trying to snatch her phone, her iPhone out of her hand. But then in
the
process of that,
I don't even know
who the boy is.
Shut up, the hot boy.
Shut up, really? You fucking old to be acting like that too. Ain't he like 40? I mean, 35 or something?
Wait, I'm gonna fuck you up, Joseph. You are so catty and shady, just like your mother.
No, I'm not catty. I'm just being realistic. Like, people are too old to be doing certain things like this. If they can't hold their drugs or their liquor, they shouldn't be doing it.
But
they said everybody was a little drunk that night. Maybe Escalita was making the drinks a little extra hard that night. But I'm saying, if you cannot hold your liquor, you should not be drinking. Do the drug. Don't let it do you.
Well, shout out to our Escalitas because they do give us strong drinks.
Oh, my God. We got a call up. 240-581. You're live on the air.
Oh, Kelly, I knew something else I wanted to say. I wanted to, I got a what the fuck, and I got a, and I want to say something.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, mother? Calm down, mother. You over there going on, Joseph? Little, what's with your ping?
Huh? It's ping like that.
Oh, okay. So, anyway. What the fuck is the, I got it with the fuck. So what the fuck, y'all were talking about,
somebody flushing a toilet?
Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to get who I think it is that's trying it, any type of life right now. But anyway, what the fuck is up with, Maya going back and telling Wesley I was supposed to have been reading him and having his name when it wasn't even true?
My name is in everything.
Baby, y'all is at Miss Maya tonight.
Yeah. So that's what I want to know. I want to know that.
Well, I don't know, Naima. We're going to put you on hold, and if Maya decides to call in here.
What's up, Naima?
We'll put you back on, Naima, and you can ask her.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for putting me on hold, because it seemed like somebody else might be trying to get it. But, hey,
Mistake! When the fuck is all these fucking sound effects from tonight, Mistake? All these sound effects I have, and silence, and the horn, and the whistle. Mistake, it is a lot of sound effects on tonight. Mistake, girl. Girl, and your backdrop, sound effects, Mistake.
Miss Nicole, I'm going to need everybody to be quiet and say, Miss Nicole.
That bitch over there, Nicole.
Miss Nicole, when I tell you.
Nicole made her own battle mix tonight, honey.
Miss Nicole, I am over here and
pain. I'm not feeling well. And bitch, you just made me. Girl, I'm going to hurt you.
Jasmine, what are you talking about? I was making
you know
my lasagna.
I was eating
my lasagna. It's good.
Nicole, you is too much.
What?
Baby, well, I just got confirmation on Facebook, and they said Maya will be calling in 5 minutes.
Honey,
I'm going back to work,
but Nicole, bye.
I'll call you, sis.
Hey, sister, what's up?
You're on the punch on your face. Bye.
Shit. That was BNG Khan. I'm going to punch you in your face. Bye.
Saying the sound effects tonight, Miss and Girl, was a fucking mess. Miss A, the girls is hitting me up, and they is keep cackling down at the sound effects. Honey.
Hello, good. That was really cute.
London, what's the deal? How are you today?
Hello, I'm just eating water.
Eating water? You're drinking water, you mean?
Yeah,
let me see what the chat number is.
804-276, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
How are you? This is Father Chris Lacroix.
Hey, baby, what's going
what's
on?
What's up, Chris?
Nothing much. Hey, Selma,
this is
Nicole.
Not the Selma show. Kelly show.
You know
I
what?
Know, girl, I'm not taking over work. That's the shit I have Friday night.
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm okay. What's going on?
No much. I didn't get a chance to listen to the recap yesterday, but what ended up happening, you know what I'm saying? I know the ball had got canceled or whatever, but I just wanted to ask a question, like, why was that guy, like, giving out money at other balls or sponsoring other categories when he couldn't put a ball together?
So they all could fall into the trap like everybody did. They all was boom-bazzled.
Nicole?
I'm sorry. All right, I'm hanging up because I'm just saying, it's what the fuck Tuesdays? Then he asked the question. He said
$1,500, though. That $1,500 could have went towards the venue.
Kiana!
Throwing the bait out.
Good. Thank you, London. Thank you. Don't say so they can say London.
All that noise, okay? Now it's aggravating me.
That's not me. No, somebody is doing something. I'm getting some back. I'm eating lasagna.
Craig.
Oh, see, that's Nanishka.
Ain't no Nanishka. I do sound checks. I don't do sound effects.
Yeah, it was just a shock to me that.
No, I think it was just a. Do anybody else want to accept the father question? I mean, London already answered it, but. Nanishka, was you getting hired to commentate that ball?
I was in Boston that night. I was in Boston representing my son in the Balenciaga.
Oh. So on
I
the
heard Kool Aid was in Boston beatboxing.
Beatbox.
Yeah. Just like how I'm going to be beatboxing on TV.
Oh.
Girl.
Give me the check.
Give me the loot. Where the cash?
So what ball ended up being successful this past weekend?
Ask Callie. Callie?
None of them.
Boston. Boston wasn't canceled, and Boston gave out their coins. Give me the loot.
Was it people there?
No, not enough, but it wasn't canceled.
Did you get paid by a sponsor?
No, I didn't get paid by a sponsor. I got paid by my son that gave the ball.
Oh.
Not with the sponsors.
Thank you, Father, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good
Don't forget to call me, Chris. I'm tight with you.
We have another caller, 347-365. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Maya.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Give it a loop. Give it a loop.
Now, what's going on?
How are we gay?
London, give her a recap, London.
Basically, they said that you took Cassandra's phone and said that it's
well, London, no one said that she took Cassandra's phone. We said someone took Cassandra's phone and she put her 2 cents in. That's what was said.
Said you put your 5 cents.
I put my 2 cents in what? First of all, and who was that?
This is Joseph.
Hold on. Kool-Aid, your background is too loud.
That's not me.
Yes, it is, because I just muted you and it was completely quiet.
That's not me, girl.
Hello?
Go ahead, Joseph.
Yes, I was going to wait till I see you, because I'm not with all this over-the-phone type stuff, but Cassandra called me at 4 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, Thursday, Thanksgiving night, or whatever the case may be, Thug Night, Thursdays, or whatever the case would be, saying someone took her phone, and then you jumped in talking about don't nobody want your crack phone, and then Jack came over there and said, well, who's on crack, or her, and what's her name? But Cassandra just keeps saying that you always got something to say to her. So my thing is that the question that I want to ask you is, what's your problem with Cassandra? That's what I want to know. That's
first of all, how Cassandra going to say that I always have something to say with her and me and Cassandra is always together? I just do not get this, that I got something to say to Cassandra. I was just with Cassandra a week before that. So now how do I have something to say to her?
I was just asking the question because this was what was told to me. Is you always have something to say.
To Cassandra?
Yes, to Cassandra.
How do I always have something to say to Cassandra when I'm with her? I don't get it. So ask Cassandra, was she not just with me the week before? Kiki and smoking and everything. Did I have something to say to her smart? So it was that serious, Cassandra?
I don't know. She thought that she was about to get jumped by the Mrs., the boy that took her phone.
So
and
you going to let the girls jump
the Mrs.? Wait, hold on. The Mrs., and what boy took her phone? Because I don't know what she's talking about no phone. What boy took her phone?
Said some boy tried to take her phone. I wasn't
sure.
They died. The hot boy shot her, something like that. He took her phone or tried to take her phone, and then you supposedly said, oh, don't nobody want your fucking crack phone. And then Jack came over there to tell end of that conversation and said, oh, what? Cassandra does crack. And then they started arguing.
So me and Hot Boy Shaw don't even bang with each other. Me and Hot Boy Shaw don't even talk. So I don't even know how I came over here and say anything about Hot Boy Shaw. So Cassandra.
Maya, maybe you need to just eat some water real quick. Just eat some water.
Maybe you need to just shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, bloody.
Bloody.
What?
So what I need to do is I need to ask Cassandra was it that serious, because I don't believe it was that serious for Cassandra to be a jump. Get jumped by who? Like, come on, Cassandra.
That's what I was trying to find out. I did, like I said, I don't go out like that. I got a call at 4 o'clock in the morning saying that the girl was trying to jump her. I was just trying to find out what the hell was going on. Firstly, I didn't even bring it up. London asked me the question. I said Cassandra didn't get touched, and that's all that mattered to me. I didn't give a fuck who said what. Just as long as nobody put their hands on her. I didn't give a fuck about nothing else.
Oh, Cassandra.
But the question
was,
Maya, are you even the height limit to get inside of Esco's?
I don't
know. Like I said, Joseph, you call Cassandra and ask her, do we be hanging out and everything? And for me to be, isn't that even that serious? And I even said that to her.
No, I didn't think it was that serious because nobody said anything about putting hands with nobody. So I didn't. That's the only time I think it's serious is when people touch each other. That's when I think it's serious. As long
okay,
as
so
talking,
why,
that's
so
the
why
matter.
Is it a big issue on the radio? They calling me saying that everybody's reading me like it was a big issue, like somebody was.
No. See, that's the thing. Faggots talk. No one was reading. Like I said, I don't read because I don't need to read because I think reading is for faggots. I sat up there and I want to ask.
Well, your mother said stop. Mother was reading. Mother, now, I'm going to say this. I'm the one who read my Miss Cabot. Okay, hold on before you say anything. Okay? I said it. I'm not saying I didn't. Now, we can solve this right. Do you want to fight?
What? Miss Cabot, girl, you is too old for that. Miss Cabot, you is too old for that. Miss Cabot, fight you for what?
Who do you want to fight?
Fight you for what?
It was the last I can continue with your conversation. Continue.
Tully, you know what? Have a nice day, you guys. I still had to say.
You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? My space. So if you don't want to fight, we need to end that conversation. Shut up.
Ray,
you're live on the air.
I was going to call Sean, so get him on the line.
You have to be straight up. You don't want to fight. No, we're
shy. Get shy on the line. Look at this messy ass bitch.
I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know who was trying to steal this girl's phone, her iPhone.
That's what they said. He was trying to take her iPhone.
Who is that, Joseph?
Nicole.
Hi,
yes.
Joseph.
Hi.
We ain't got to get on the radio station and sing
Hello?
About it. Do you want to fight? No. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Ray Ray.
Huh?
Who shot you?
I wasn't there, but that doesn't sound like Sha's character to steal somebody's phone.
That's what I said. I said, Sha, hot boy, why
that's
would you want to steal Cassandra's phone? I don't even think he knows Cassandra.
He said get him on the phone.
And he tried to snatch it from her. He didn't try to steal it.
Sha's not going to try to snatch the phone.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's Sha because Cassandra didn't even tell me a name when she was talking on me at 4 o'clock in the morning. She didn't give a name. She said she didn't even know who the boy was. I asked, was he in the house? She said no, but she remembered his face. And I know Sha. That's what I'm saying. Sha from the Hot Boy Tour Sha. Why were you going to steal Cassandra's phone? I didn't even think he knew or rock with Cassandra and them like that. That's why it didn't make no sense to me. That's why I didn't know who it was.
Cassandra's on the number 347-528. You're live on the air.
Yes, yes. Hey, Mom, this is Eric. Hey, Joe, what's going on? What I don't get at this point right now is that everybody want to act big and bad and want to do all this shit and talk all this bullshit, but then when they get put on the spot, they're going to act like bitches, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, y'all niggas, no matter what it is, whoever that's on this line and that's listening to it, whatever, whoever that wants it, you know what I'm saying, from Cassandra or whatever, they can do a 101, and it will be all about that, and that's what we're going to get. Anybody that wants to jump, we can jump as well, because you know that we are not punk bitches. Or whatever. But as Maya needs to get an app, and she could call me and see whatever she wants, whoever. Maya needs an ass whipping regardless, because she pops shit no matter what. And thinking that her shit don't stink. And if she wants to get back online and say what she wants to fuck to say, Eric would knock her.
Who's this talking?
Eric Ebony.
But why are y'all going off on that lady when she just said that she was just with that lady?
No, I'm not.
Won't tell you why, because she's nothing but a bunch of full of shit. She'll tell y'all that just to make it seem that she's cool, whatever, but that bitch is a sneaky, arrogant bitch, and I know her from the start.
Okay, but at the same time, y'all all know that Maya, not saying that Maya is no patrolman, because I've seen Miss Maya go down, but at the end of the day, we're supposed to be trying to solve the problem. And if she said that she was just with Cassandra a week ago. No shade, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it funky, and I don't want nobody to take us the wrong way. If that was the case, Cassandra should have said something then. Don't say nothing now. Obviously, it was not a big thing. If nobody didn't joke Cassandra, and what Joseph is right, ain't nobody joke Cassandra, so I'm all good. But at the end of the day, if Cassandra really felt some type of way, no shade, they the same weight, not the same height, but same size and everything. So if Cassandra really, really had a problem, for me knowing
Cassandra's main
focus, so damn.
Who was going to jump?
Cassandra's main focus was on Job. She was arguing with Job.
Okay, well, hold on, we have another caller. 347-335, you're live on the air.
Watch your mouth, bitch.
347-335, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Kelly, I just want to know, like, why is everybody getting on here and giving my sister much? Like, my sister don't get into none of that. If my sister want a phone, she can get a phone without any problem. So I don't know. Definitely not Cassandra's phone. Cassandra's not even a girl that really have electronics.
All right, y'all all are really, 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 really carrying on. They both are 5 feet. They both are, wait a minute, wait a minute. They both are 5 feet. If they have a problem with each other and if it really is that serious, then they should be able to handle it. No additional attackings on either side needs to come about. If that is a problem with them, like she said, call Cassandra. If they are having an issue and a problem, then they should be handling it. Everybody come in and jump. They both like fucking 5 feet. Like, I mean, it's not that much of a juice at all.
Listen, I didn't bring the shit up because it's not that important. Like I said, London asked the question. I said Cassandra didn't get touched, so it's not that serious. All I wanted to know was what was the problem between Maya and Thing, because yes, I've seen Maya and Cassandra hang out. So all I want to know is what was the problem. That was it. Ain't nobody put their hands on Cassandra, so I don't give a fuck about nothing. Talk is cheap. If nobody put their hands on one another, in the shit should be dead.
Hello?
Period.
Hello?
If Maya wants a new do-rag, she can get a new do-rag.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
You, Foxy.
All right, Foxy Banshee.
Let me say one thing. First of all, y'all making the situation bigger than what it is. Mm-hmm. If it's a situation between Maya and Cassandra, let them handle it. All these other people in the middle of it talking a whole bunch of shit, all other bullshit, that shit is absurd. Like, for real.
Miss Maya needs to be slapped. She's a snake crawling animal, and she needs to be slapped. Okay, that bitch is a...
Let Cassandra and Maya handle their own shit. What's the big deal? I don't understand. Like, what did Maya do? What did she do?
But let alone, not even what did Maya do, from what I'm hearing, that she was, this one was called the crackhead, this one is doing this. There was a lot of other participants in here, and Maya is being a just attack.
That's my point, Nicole. I heard a whole lot of names, but it seems like everybody's jumping on the weakest link on Maya. What happened to the other people?
You know that, Maya, it's not even all about that. Me and Maya got a beef from way back. Play with me, a motherfucking thing. It's a fucking horrible bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is it safe to say, Cabbage Arthur, is it safe to say that your anger is coming from more of a personal place and not just about this situation?
Motherfucking right. That's why I...
Okay. All right. So that means that her anger is coming from a different place and not the beef just with Cassandra and them, because there was a lot more participants in that building that had a lot to do with the situation. She's going off because it's bigger.
I know Miss Cassandra is not always 100%. And when she called here, I listened to the story. I heard what she had to say. I couldn't see Maya, Sean, AJ, and all of them jumping up.
Well, Sean's not even that kind of person. Sean's not getting in the middle of that bullshit. I think the story is all twisted up.
I know Sean. Sean do not do shit like that.
Exactly my point. That's exactly my point. That's why I'm saying y'all sitting up here reading this little chat on Maya, but she don't even have nothing to do with the whole situation. She said one thing. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But
at
you
all.
That's supposed to be leaders,
and this is not leadership to me. It seems like y'all picking on the smallest person inside the whole thing, and I don't give a fuck with nobody like that, but I don't like the way it looks.
I think that you misunderstanding what Cabbage is saying. Cabbage is saying that her problem with Maya does not stem from the problem with Cassandra.
Thank you.
Right, that
like
comes from
Naima,
more of a personal place.
Listen for a second. When Naima ain't ever calling, that ain't got nothing to do with what I said.
From the past,
Thank you. Basically, what Cabbage is trying to say is, when they were in Chicago, okay, caused the situation
with her and Maya and spoke with Maya, but after this whole situation that came about again, it just riled up her feelings that she had towards Maya when the girl asked her to speak to Maya. That's basically what Cabbage is saying. Thank you, Kelly.
Take last time.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with Maya.
But I had to say, and then I turned around and I asked Maya, do she want to fight? She know why, Foxy. Foxy, she know.
I know. I was just saying, like, I didn't want it to seem like everybody's picking on this child over the situation, and she don't have nothing to do with it. But if y'all got people before that, then I'm out of my business.
Right, and like I said, if y'all have people before that, I'm staying out of it. But that's my sister. Everybody knows that's my sister. So I am going to defend my sister to the fullest extent like anybody else would. And nobody's just going to come up here and just read her.
I respect that. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Maya. I thought Maya and Cassandra was cool. So with the story that I got from Cassandra, I was just trying to find out. Like I said, I wasn't even trying to say anything.
You know what I want to say? Cassandra's my daughter, and I know her for her work now. It's no shame. Mm-hmm. Maya's my daughter as well. This is crazy. It's always my kids, bitch. Wait, let me finish. You know what the shade is? The shade is that Cassandra can't always be, you can't really take her story at face value at first when you first hear it. You have to really dig deep, like 48 hours, and
definitely
get involved and find out what exactly happened.
You're right.
That's why I knew when the story, when she said, she, when I heard the name.
Because, you know,
shot.
No shade. The story probably came out like that, but it could have been where Cassandra was in there probably trying to rob somebody, her motherfucking self, and she got caught up. And her phone is going to end up missing something she's getting because her plan didn't work out. I know how it works.
Yes. Okay, hold on. 347-528, you're live on the air.
I have nothing else to say. I don't know why that keyboard clicking. Nobody else had me on it. I'm good.
Okay. The next caller we have is 862-215. You're live on the air. 825, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller is 347-845. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
How y'all doing? It's Booga.
Hey, Booga.
Now, with this story that's going on, I was actually right there when it took place.
I knew the truth was going to come out.
Yes,
all
come on.
They saying that Maya said, only thing she came over there and said was that you looking for your, you going crazy for your phone. When you find it, it's probably already broke. That's what she said. I don't know what else was said after that because I walked off because it was getting messy over there as far as Jack couldn't hit. He asked her, who's smoking crack in the joking manner. She went
off.
That's
the same shit I said.
It started to turn into a big argument. I stepped to the side and watched the situation. As far as everybody, I don't know, Cabbage and Maya, like she said, that's an old situation with Maya. But anybody else, and if anybody else got something to say to her, that's irrelevant. That's not going down. But as far as her Cassandra, they're going to handle their situation. Let them handle it. Thank y'all. Good night.
Well, can I ask a question, Booker, since you was there? But what happened totally with the phone? Like, what happened? How did all this come about?
Jack and Cassandra already had a situation going on. I'm not too sure exactly what was going on. I was trying to find out, but Cassandra didn't want to hear it. Jack obviously got tired of her, and they had exchanged words, and then the phone came up missing. I don't know where the phone went. Maya walked up and asked where the phone was at. And she, Mike walked up and said, "What phone at? What phone? You going crazy breaking for your phone? When you find it, it's probably already broke." Cassandra said something. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal for Cassandra to take it that way, honestly.
Well, can I ask the question, was anybody with Cassandra, was she partying or something?
I mean, she was having a good, she was in the club.
Come on, this is my child. I can't
tell you exactly what she was doing, but she was in the club partying like usual, like I always see her, you know, here and there. Walking by or whatever, but it was not that deep.
Hey,
for the out of proportion. How you doing, London?
Hello. Were you drunk?
No, I actually was. London, I'm going to get off this line because I know who you are. So good night, y'all.
Ruka, you know.
Kelly, put me on hold, please.
Booker, honey, spoke feelings, honey. She's always around this thing, honey. She got everybody's ball.
I know. She missed two, though.
And she was just in Ohio, honey, standing on the genocidal.
Really? You expect me to do that?
Yes, Miss Marcus. Oh, okay. Hold on, Dexter, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay, Dexter.
I miss you, Dexter.
Baby, tonight has been a night full of things. Well, if anybody else is on the phone line and y'all got a what the fuck and y'all want to get it off your chest or off your breath, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and we can definitely get it out there for you, honey. The lines are definitely open, honey, and we can get the madness started. Hold on, y'all. Y'all stay right there with us. We have to take a commercial break because this show ain't free. We got to pay some bills, and we're going to come back. I know some girls got some more what the fuck.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011 at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles. Cost for the function. Free. Commentated by the icon Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vaughn Allure. Know Your Status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1, $500. Runway, open to all. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to all performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044. Now you're back.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011 at the Sheraton Inner... The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 6th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vaughn Allure. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, realist with a twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University's Beagle Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Okay, we are back, honey. 347-241, you're live on the air.
That's over. How much is time up here?
347-241, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just listening. Y'all keep putting me in.
Who it is?
This is Lola.
Oh, hey, Lola.
Oh, shit.
Hi.
Okay, honey.
What Lola is that?
I don't know. How do y'all ask her? Lola who?
Ebony.
Oh, that's Lola Ebony.
Is that Ish?
Hello?
Is that Ish?
Yes, yeah, Isha. Who it is?
This is Ray Ray.
What's up, Ray Ray?
That's not Isha. That is not Isha. Y'all need to stop.
Oh,
that
they
lady
say
lady.
They out of here, honey. They hit it, honey. Baby, I waited for somebody to confirm. Oh. Baby, Nicole, a message was sent over and said, tell Nicole to please stop trying it. Mind her business.
She didn't even say nothing.
What did I do?
She didn't even say nothing.
Her sound effects from earlier.
Who said that I was trying it?
Well, I'm just telling you,
why don't you stop reading me? Let me do something. London and Kelly and anybody with the administrator, stop passing me over what someone said. Tell them bitches to come and say it to me themselves.
You heard her. You on the air. She said, come and say it your motherfucking self.
I'm sick of all these people passing me. You got to be the mouthpiece to everybody motherfucking foreground. Bitch.
You from the back, bitch, and you don't even know who it is.
Oh, bitch, you know who it is, bitch.
I don't give a fuck who it is. You stop being the mouthpiece to their foreground, bitch. Somebody wants some of this, they come on. Come.
The legendary award, godmother, Pussy Mizrahi, you're live on the air.
Are you going to Vogue Night, Kelly?
No, I'm not going out. Why, you want to go out?
Yeah, I'm getting dressed now, honey.
Oh, you
want
to go out also? I don't know. I don't
want to
go out.
Why am I getting such a fight tonight?
Who?
I don't know. Well, I mean, all this ruckus going on here, it might be some fights. You never know. I haven't seen a legendary fight in a while.
Girl.
You know, I got my sledgehammer, my butcher knife, and my pepper spray, so you never know. So let's go and see who's going to blow down.
Old school.
I'm gonna fuck you up, honey. I'm not even dressed or anything. You know, I usually already be dressed, honey. Girl, I'm just sitting here.
Hi, pussy.
Hi, who's this?
It's Ray Ray.
That's Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray. We're in the Banshee Cup room, right? You in the Banshee Cup room, Kelly.
I know about the Banshee Cup. I don't have to be in the Banshee Cup room to know what's going on in the Banshee Cup room, baby. I keep telling y'all that, baby.
I am Banshee Cup, bitch.
I made it for the girls to walk through motherfucking Harlem, bitch. All the girls is walking through Harlem, faggot through motherfucking Harlem, bitch. I paved the way, mistake. I beat the trade, mistake.
Okay,
for those bitches to walk up and down 8th Avenue, South Avenue,
Lenox
Avenue, and be the fags they are, bitch. I am Banshee Cup, bitch. I'm from the motherfucking projects, bitch. From the corner ground, from Drew Hamilton, bitch. I am motherfucking Banshee Cup.
Wait a minute, Kelly. You are Banshee Cup. You can't take that from me, but you're not going to sit there and take credit like you was the only one in Harlem making paving the way.
Ray, you from Amsterdam. Amsterdam and Broadway, Ray. Manhattanville, okay? You from up there.
Knock it off, Kelly.
Y'all bitches, they don't have to put me in that motherfucking Banshee Cup room. Bitch, when you think about Banshee Cup, bitch, you think about me, bitch, and my motherfucking skinny jeans, my motherfucking Jordans, bitch, my wife beat a bitch with my hair in a ponytail with my dog knot motherfucking earrings on, bitch, and my big ass motherfucking Gucci bag walking down motherfucking Harlem and the motherfucking holiday parade, Banshee motherfucking Cup. Half of those girls in that room don't even know the meaning of Banshee Cup. They just Banshee.
I don't really agree with their perspective that you're not that Banshee Cunt. That's why you're not in the room. But Those girls out of India, they really, really are bitch cunt.
And everybody that was on the bitch cunt earrings, honey, after Letitia and them came after me. So I don't know what you talking about with your bamboo earrings. At least new pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude.
Those bitches don't know about Blanche Cotton, Miss Thang. But I never, a majority of those bitches that's in there, Miss Thang, never even pumped through Harlem, Miss Thang. They only come to Harlem when it's the African Day Parade, Miss Thang, when they can blend in with all the other mobs.
No, but
Harlem
is the Benji cut part of New York City. They have Brooklyn.
Miss London, what you think about the Blanche Cotton room?
London don't know shit about Blanche Cotton. She's from London. Let's just have her be quiet.
I don't really care about girls in London, Miss Thing, with their tight jeans, with their skinny jeans, and they're doing like an earring.
There's a reason why Benji is before cunt.
Benji
cunt is when you went to Attica and you had the boys washing your panties. That's Benji cunt.
That's jailbird cunt.
Benji cunt.
Benji cunt is, Miss Thang, when you running around, Miss Thang, when you're running around, bitch, you running around the whole motherfucking jail, Miss Thang, with all the motherfucking blood, and none of the other motherfucking fags can come in the motherfucking blood section, bitch, and you the only queen in the blood section, and they got to stand all the way in the front of the dorm, bitch, and wait for you to come in the front to motherfucking talk to you. That's motherfucking Benji cunt.
No, Benji cunt is. Benji cunt is. No, 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 wait a minute. Benji cunt is.
You take off your motherfucking clothes, and you got your motherfucking hammer, and you chase the boys. And the girls down the block.
Benji cut is when you see that judge and he RRRs you and you never meet the jail cell. That's Benji cut.
Exactly.
And
Ray, you're not cut, so how could you create such a room?
I'm sorry. I didn't create that room. They didn't put that burden on me. Shit.
Baby, let me see Benji cut, Miss Thang. She comes up here and she reads the girls all the time.
Benji cunt in my day, Miss Hitters Monique and Salvador. Benji cunt in our day were girls who said names. That's Benji cunt.
Okay.
No one's saying names. No fucking words.
Let me
say.
Benji cunt back in the days when a bitch ran up in a motherfucking bitch house mistake because she ain't give a fuck.
Well then, I guess it's safe to say Benji cunt is.
Benji cunt is when you go looking for your lover and you go find your lover at the other person's house and knock on their door and get and grab your lover out the person's house. Now that's Benji cunt.
No,
that's Benji cunt. Why the whole family is there?
Benji cunt. If that's the case, Benji cunt is. Benji cunt is. I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. And
come off the
good,
but that's wicked.
No. Y'all misunderstanding Benji cunt. Benji cunt is a way of life. Benji cunt is when your girlfriend comes to your house and she asks you for something to drink and you give her some Kool Aid in a motherfucking old peanut butter jar.
Let's talk about death. Benji cunt is when you go to the motherfucking funeral, darling, and y'all are fighting down.
Well, if you ain't running up in no houses and you ain't knocking no bitches out, then you ain't Benji cunt.
No, bitch, if you ain't taking off your clothes, bitch, butt naked, bitch, you hate it.
Wait, Kelly, you ain't getting maced in your face and bleach thrown on you outside. You're not Benji cunt.
Benji
cunt is Quita and Chanel Captain named Sacky on 14th Street on the throne.
I think Benji cunt is to ask another bit.
Breaking news.
Rant
interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
London, you were talking?
Hi. Yeah, Ray, I have a bounty account for you.
Ray, Ray.
Shoot. Yeah.
She got a bounty account for you.
Is it bounty account that you and your porn star boyfriend would leave Mizrahi to couture if Jasmine and Kelly paid your rent?
Wait, say that again.
What?
Is it bounty account that you and your porn star boyfriend would leave Mizrahi to go to couture if Jasmine and Kelly paid your rent?
That would be good, that would just be stupid.
Yeah, bounty account that.
Oh, shit.
No, you know what would be bounty account? What would be bounty account is that I call Buka and find out who you are, and when I see you, I beat the shit out of you.
You can actually call him. I don't care. I'm not scared, bitch.
That's bounty account.
Yeah, that's bounty account. Bounty account is for all the girls that got thrown in the water in the pier in the village.
Hold on, we got some callers. 773-495, you're live on the air. 773-495, you're live on the air?
Yeah, that's me.
Hold on, who this?
This is Madrid Ebony.
Are you Benji Khan?
I'm very Benji Khan. I am the undeniable. I am the undeniable.
And what makes you Benji Khan on Tens and Chop What the Fuck Tuesdays tonight?
What makes me Benji?
Cut.
Oh, I'm just Benji Cut, period.
Oh, no, that's a twist thing. You got a question, statement, or comment?
So I was just calling in to say hello to everybody.
Okay.
Well, if you're on the phone live, bitch, if you're on the phone live and you think that you're Benji Cut or you feel that you're Benji Cut, come and tell us why.
You are Benji Cut.
Motherfucking one.
Well, wait a minute,
with
Kelly.
Why.
Okay, Kelly. And Kelly, Monique, and Ray Ray, and Sylvia, everybody needs to say a true Benji Cunt moment. No fake, no unround. Something that's truly Benji Cunt that each one of you guys did. What's up now?
Okay.
Somebody said do something in the back of the. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, did somebody say do something in the back of the truck? Well, I guess I'm Benji Cunt.
I said I'm Benji Cunt. I'm Benji Cunt is because I was the first tranny to stab somebody on Christopher Street. And then he says, I got motherfuckers walking with motherfucking canes because I'm that bitch. You put your hands on me, I'm stabbing in your motherfucking dress.
What I pick, mind you.
Okay, so your pussy said, "Well, she bid you come, Ray."
My bid you come is when you stand on the corner and God rest her soul. My one-eyed girl from Miss Sabrina gets ran by the motherfucking train, Miss Kane. The corner and get my U-Haul and come back and run over the motherfucking train on their motherfucking bike with my motherfucking U-Haul. That's
yes.
Why I'm bid you come.
Yes. Wait, go ahead to this guy.
Okay, I thought it was my go, Mr.
Okay, go Ray.
When Benji Cunt is when you go and you go to your girlfriend's house in Brooklyn, Miss Larry, to beat up her girlfriend, and you beat up the girlfriend, and she jumps out the window, bitch.
To get away. Yes, Miss Malcolm. I remember that. Wait, Monique, you know why I'm Benji Cunt. I'm Benji Cunt when I told you the night before to not to get involved, and the next night you had him at your house, so I took my stick from over my door and went to Ms. Rahul's house and knocked on her door and wore the whole house out with my stick.
Yo,
that's Benji Cunt.
Kelly.
Yes,
Kelly.
Right,
Kelly.
Yes.
Listen to this. It's Benji Cunt when you and your baby mother and her cousin go to somebody's house in the Bronx and then their girlfriend comes running through the projects and her motherfucking pimple is.
yourself while she's going to kill everybody else.
No, that's what makes me be a G-Cut, bitch. I came, but don't say no, you girlfriends. You, Miss Kelly, and Monique were trying it at my husband's house, bitch. And I came to the Bronx, and catch what Ms. Ray did. He told the whole public that I was running through the projects with Timberlands jumping over the fences and stuff like a monkey.
Okay, we got a call out. Well, I guess I'm being G-Cut. When you're in high school playing spades and the trade wanna woke up on you and you beat the fuck out of him in the school high school cafeteria.
Yes.
Caller 347-799. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
Hold on.
This is true. You bitch, you cut. Would you go all the way to the Bronx from Brooklyn, and you kick down a nigga door, and the police is there, and you beat everybody up. Now that's the end
of the time. Well, you know what, Benji?
Well, I got some West Indians. I got some West Indians.
You come from Harlem to the Bronx and knock on a motherfucking bitch door, snatch the bitch out, and whoop her motherfucking ass, and they call the cops, Ms. Say, and the cops lock them up. That's bad, you call.
Yes, bitch.
Well, I guess, well, I'm West Indian, Benji Cunt, where when you hit up your children and fighting down 5 blocks down the block, and you run down the block butt naked, wearing it out.
Well, you always naked,
I'm
honey. That ain't
disgusting.
Hold on, here goes Sean calling right now.
Oh. It's over now. That part is over. We're on the Benji Cunt part.
Oh, it's too late now. You called back so late, but they had you on the radio. Just to recap.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Radio show. That's
Benji Cunt.
That's Benji Cunt.
I'm telling you what they said on the radio show.
You know what, Benji Cunt?
No, wait. Where's Queensbridge? Ask Queensbridge what makes her Benji Cunt. Where's she at?
I got one for you to call. I got one, and Kat just brought it to my attention. You know what Benji Cunt? Benji Cunt is when motherfucking Roxy is outside with three butch queens, Miss Day, and they get clocked, Miss Day, and Roxy tells the trade, Miss Day, don't read those boys like that, and the boys tell Roxy, they ain't boys, they faggots, Miss Day, and all the trade, after Roxy beat the three pieces of trade up, Miss Day, and run up, they all run upstairs, Miss Day, Miss Jennifer's in the motherfucking kitchen, Miss, say, I gotta tell you how they doing in Trinidad, and she's boiling some grease to throw it on the boys.
No, I'm gonna tell you what Benji Cunt is when you go to your grandmother's funeral and you wear everybody out when you looking like your grandmother.
No, listen. This is Kelly Benji Cunt. The police pull you over your U-Haul and you got a shaved head, bitch, and they think you're a motherfucking woman still, give you a ticket as cunt.
No, I'm going to tell you what the Kelly Benji Cunt. When you go to court, the day that she's supposed to go to jail, you convince the judge not to take you in 3 times straight in a row, babe.
No, let me tell you, this is Benji Cut. This is Benji Cut. When
you motherfucking get locked.
Yeah,
I got another Benji Cut for y'all. My grandson, Tashawn, just brought it to my attention. You know what Benji Cut? What Benji Cut is, bitch. Me being locked up in motherfucking Central Booking, doing the motherfucking radio show from Central Booking.
That was Benji Cut.
No, what's Benji Cut is when you go to court. What's Benji Cut is when you go to court with two of your girlfriends and they not speaking, but you speaking to everybody. And when the judge tell one of your girlfriends that she's remanded, the other one snap her right in front of the judge and pump out the courtroom.
What Benji Cut is when you're at an Icon ball and you on the mic and the girl decides she wants to move for the judges stand and you knock the shit out of her with the mic.
Damn. Tough crowd.
Great. Yeah. I didn't gonna go there. I had another Benji Cut, but I didn't gonna go there.
Don't try it.
I was about to say something, but I ain't even
going to
go there.
Say it. Because Murray said, don't try it.
Nope. I'm going to leave it alone, honey.
Don't play with me. I was your first mother.
Excuse me?
Don't play with me. I was your first mother.
Baby, please.
No, I got to tell you, Benji Cut moment. What Benji Cut is when you go to 14th Street and you fight the other big bad bitch and you wear her.
No, that's not Kelly's Benji Cunt. Benji Cunt was Kelly when her and Alonzo bitch was busting each other's tires, mistake. Biting all
our shit. Bitch, we got all of this in Connecticut. Kelly slashed that man's tires, and they're going to say, come on, Ray, you need to ride back to New York, and left her there in Connecticut with all four of her tires slashed.
No, what's Ray Ray old school Benji Cunt moment is, wait, Monique, because you're about to gag. What's Ray Ray old school Benji Cut is when you and your lover is fighting each other, bitch, and y'all just tag team on somebody.
Hold on, y'all. It's been after 12 o'clock, but I would like to wish the youngest legend in the ballroom scene, Diva Devonna Mizrahi, a happy birthday. Diva Devonna is now 12 years old today.
Oh, happy birthday, Diva Devonna. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, huh?
You know what's Benji Khan? When you and the child both come into the cat clubhouse on 28th Street with the cat suits on, and the femme queen went over you, and you and Jared chased her down the train station in the tunnel.
No, but I'm going to tell you what's Benji Khan. What's Benji Khan is when your sister is known for buying you cakes, and the time she don't buy your cake, she buys the other girl for the cake, and you come in and you find out and you smash the cake up.
Benji Cut is
back when the tracks was open on 28th Street, honey, and you walk down that motherfucking block, honey, and you don't want to stand at the end of the line, and you cut everybody in the front of the line and get in by track.
No, you know what Benji Cut is when your grandmother's downstairs and you can't take the train and the house mistake, so you take him up on Pebbles Beach and you suck his dick.
Bitch, I got Monique Benji Cut. I got Monique's top 100 Benji Cut. It's when you is fighting your best friend on the motherfucking number 2 train track on 34th Street.
No. What Benji Cut is when you come over to your girlfriend's house and you end up having these straight cousins. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, pussy.
That lady got some moments, honey.
Honey, God. Benji Cut is Miss Kool-Aid peeling out of her motherfucking clothes in a motherfucking thong on Christopher Street to beat Johnny's.
No. You don't forget the legendary Benji Cut, Miss Khadidra, when she get on the motherfucking 4 train and wore 10 boys out at the same time because they smoked out. That's Benji Cut. Khadidra was no joke, bitch.
Why taking it out? Then you going to be looking for it.
No, Ray Ray's Benji Cut moment, bitch, is when you go, where is she at? And you go directly to her, bitch, and you stamp her back stern, bitch. And you say, wait a minute, honey.
That's what I want to do in London, honey.
Hold on. Name the top 3 Benji Cut houses in the ballroom scene. Let's see if I get it right.
Wait, say it again.
What? Name the top 3 Benji Cut houses.
Miss Rahi, Ebony, and Revlon.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, to tell you the truth.
So just gave me another Benji Cut. What Benji Cut is when a bitch got her motherfucking shit together and she established bitches, she can pay her bills and her lights and her motherfucking heat and hot water is not getting turned the fuck off. That's Benji Cut.
Let me explain something to you.
Well, Benji Cut is when a bitch say they want to attack you and you show up at their house.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
No,
that's
not
Benji Cut.
But Benji Cut is when you show up at their house, they really do attack you. And you be feeling like, why did I come here?
Hey.
I know what's Banji Gun is when the girls or the girlfriends, Miss TT and Miss Denise, all of them come to my house and you having to fight with your sister. And while you tearing it with your sister, Miss TT tell you, uh-uh, baby, move. You're not doing it right. And she goes to try to attack you.
Banji Gun is Tadai showing up at my motherfucking party, bitch, in a limo to attack the girls.
No, what's Banji Gun is when Mo Jayla gets punched in her eye, has a black eye, and she blends her other eye with her other eye, and she goes down the runway and gets grand prize.
Where's Jeffrey?
Jeffrey. Banji Gun.
Jeffrey. Who's Jeffrey?
No, wait. What's Banji Gun is when you in Atlanta and you busting everybody up in the head with chairs and you in the group fighting all outside.
What Banji Gun is when Sonia is at the club on 28th Street and she feels that she has to go. Everybody has to go.
And she makes it the whole club.
I know two Banji Gun people that passed away and I can deny them. And that was and Kim Milan.
Kim motherfucker, what's Banji Gun is when Miss Kim come to your party, Miss Thing, and she got her pocketbook on her arm and she's clutching it like she's holding on to dear life and she's talking about, I'm not going to see this thing. I'm not going to see this.
No, you forgot another one, honey. You forgot another one because Vanessa Evans. Hold on, 336-486.
You're live on the air. 336-486, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
North Carolina.
Nah, shit, I'm chilling. Yeah, it's North Carolina. What's up, Lawrence?
Oh, what's going on, Lawrence?
Okay, Lawrence, and tell us why you Banji Gun, Lawrence.
Oh,
come on,
why Lawrence is Banji Gun.
Yes, I wanted him to say it. Why you Banji Gun, Lawrence? You first one.
Oh, nah, I said what's up, Lawrence. This ain't Lawrence, this is DK.
Oh.
Is that Debbie?
Nah, Debbie S was on the phone.
Hi, BK. Are you Banji Gun?
Young,
oh, he's not Banji Gun.
He wasn't Banji Gun. Oh, shit. They said his service wasn't Banji Gun. It was Cricket.
Wait, but Monique, Ashley said this in the room. You know you Banji Gun when you have multiple cases at the same address.
What's Banji Gun is when you go to your girlfriend's house on, But when you go to your girlfriend's house and she just all of a sudden tell you that she's about to be a girl out of nowhere.
No, what Banji Gun is when you live on Prospect and you walking past the Prospect and everybody say, your boy, David, you come right back on the block up in drag and then they say, your girl there. Thank you, Miss Ashley.
What's Banji Gun is the East Coast
when you go to visit your girlfriend on Jerome Avenue.
What you about to say, London?
I said, when you visit your girlfriend on Jerome Avenue.
What's Banji Gun is the eat.
I said, what's Banji Gun is the East Coast overall mother tie to.
No, wait, Nicole,
that
I
is
Banji
Gun,
wait,
though.
I forgot. No, what Banji Gun is when you get hit by a yellow. What's Banji Gun is when you get hit by a yellow cab, and when they put you in an ambulance, you pull out your Medicaid card.
I'm gonna fuck something up before they fall out, bitch. You're supposed to give somebody else a chance to
laugh. Kelly, do you remember when the moving cab was on 14th Street and Miss Khadija took Tasha and threw her on top of the seat? That's Banji Gun.
What's Banji Gun is when you hop out of a cab in front of your house.
And don't run, bitch.
And don't run.
Walk to the door like, bitch, I dare you.
Turn on the light when you get inside the house. No, what's Banji Gun is when you still when you go with the film queens and you still ate hormones and you become what?
Oh, that's Khadija.
That's a couple of people, bitch.
Honey, baby, that's a baby. That's more than Benji Khan, honey. Ooh.
I'm Benji Khan.
Hold on, we
got
to call off. 678-3-678-733,
your
live was here. Okay, they hung up. I guess they
wasn't Benji Khan. So it was Benji Khan because they phoned. They didn't pay their phone bill. They just cut it off right when you said their number.
Benji Khan is when you don't feel like cooking, so you make you some fried bologna.
That's not the edgy kind. That's just downright poor.
What's veggie con is when you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some sugar water. That's veggie con.
But that is
no,
that
not
is
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, bitch. A mayonnaise sandwich or a syrup sandwich with a with your water and an old peanut butter jar.
Veggie con is eating cereal with water.
Yes. No, that's just nasty.
Baby, honey.
That's a you lot still of buy, if you still buy Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, you a Benji card.
I'm Benji Khan because I wear Timberland boots whenever I go to a ghetto bitch's house, just in case I have to step on a roach or a mouse.
That is so Kelly, Kelly. Benji Khan Kelly is when you on the highway in the U-Haul truck riding along the girlfriend that's in the cab trying to beat them to the barrel so your girlfriend can attack them. That's Benji Khan.
You're Benji Khan when you've killed over 3 people on the same highway in the same year. No, you Benji Khan when you do that and you're on the radio.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah, that would mean you come because you would be on the radio. You would.
No, you bitch, you cunt. When you do on crab bitch and you want a speed chase bitch and they got through on that.
I'm still kind of little.
So we got another caller. 347-231. You're live on the air.
Hey, tell me what's going on, this commish.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm Benji Khan. When your homegirls come to your house and say what's for dinner, and you give them pork and beans with Frank's with Tang. That's Benji Khan.
All right, Benji Khan.
I know that's right. Thank you. Hold on. We got another caller. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Y'all making me miss the Vogue night. Hey, y'all. Hey, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, London.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, Benji Khan, when you on a judge's panel and you chop a child and get knocked, and when the cops come arrest you for having a warrant, that's Benji Khan.
Hey,
give me my phone. Somebody text me.
I know that's right.
No, but you Benji Khan is when you go to somebody's house and you steal it and you go to the boy and wear it and win.
No, what Benji Khan is when you have a conversation and you and on the radio show, you still pissed off at London for her porn star of the mark, honey. I'm still not over that.
Honey.
Just go to the chambers and I'll eat some water. You'll be okay.
Why are you going to the chambers?
No, I said he should go to the chambers and eat some water.
Baby. You know you Benji Khan this thing when you go on a motherfucking store, baby, and they tell you that it ain't going through, bitch, but you make it go through, bitch. That's fine. No, it's Benji.
No. You know when you Benji Khan was when you take your U-Haul and you drive it on the sidewalk. When you just ran out of the Hilton and bought it. And the gag is the cops is parked on the corner and they pay you guys.
Nobody on the phone line is not Benji Khan.
What'd you say?
I said nobody on the phone line and that's listening. It's not being G Con. Who's
not
in the chat room that's being G Con? Let me go to the chat room and see who's being G Con.
Well, I'm telling you, the first person I met that was Benji Cut was Miss Cabbage. She used to pop her gum, beat the children up.
Oh, shit, hold on. I got a Benji Cut for y'all. You know you Benji Cut mistake when you wake your motherfucking sister up before she gets her motherfucking coffee mistake, honey, and she reads your ass all the way to the motherfucking airport and you still miss your motherfucking flight. Beverly knows what I'm talking about.
No, what Benji Cunt is when your grandmother throws a card game and then she has the grandson back looking in other people's hands telling her what they got so that she can win all the money.
Baby, wait, you gotta stop talking about Barbara now, okay?
Ray, was Benji Cut, Ray, is when you pass your stuff to your girlfriend's aunt and she takes it.
Wait, what did you say?
Hold on, 201-780, you're live on the air.
Yeah, you Benji Cut when you can knock the girl on the stroll, rob her, and she still come to you to get pumped.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Benji Cut, that's a motherfucking dumb bitch.
No. Was Benji Cut, Kyle, you ready?
Hold on, sister. We got three more callers. 347-799. You're live on the air.
No, what's Benji Cut is when you call your wee man and you and your butch queen friends, y'all go rob that nigga.
No, what's Benji Cut is that I'm still waiting for Buka so he could come knock at my door.
What you say, London? We didn't hear you.
I said, what's Benji Cut is that I'm still waiting for Ray Ray to call Buka so he could come knocking at my door.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to knock at your door. I'm not going to knock at your door. I ain't never been a dumb bitch. Come on, Polaro. I'm going to get you at the ball.
Buka? Buka,
no,
are you there?
No, what's Benji Cut? You ready,
I'll be
Charlie?
There as I start the ball.
Hello, I'm here. What's up?
She's waiting for you to come knock at her door.
No, she didn't say she was waiting for me to knock at her door. She was talking to Ray Ray. Listen, Kelly.
Oh, I thought she said she was waiting for you to knock at her door.
Ain't nobody knocking at this motherfucking door.
I said I'm waiting for Ray Ray to ask you who I am.
Kelly,
so she can come knocking at my door.
I thought she would see things better my way.
Mm.
I love me some Buka.
Oh, baby, honey. It looks
no,
like
what's Benji Cut is when you and your sister are in a project and your girlfriend is not up in them, so you turn off the light so she can have the train.
And you tell her not to don't let the train touch your face because if they get into that bed, you're going to get knocked.
Okay, now, honestly, Benji Cut is when you could beat straight trades and just have to do it.
That is Benji Cut. That's Benji Cut. Benji Cut is when you walking down the street and you with your girlfriends and you on your block and the train say something and you pump all the way back in a whole circle by yourself like, what's up now? That's
Benji
Cut. You know
what's Benji Cut is when you beat your trade and then you wind up having them after you done beat them. That's what I just said.
Benji Cut is, bitch, when you could be on Uber with six motherfucking boys and say playing with your motherfucking pussy and you ain't really got one and they all jacking off.
And who do that?
Maybe I don't know.
No, Benji Gat Cunt is when you get a trade from the party line and he done came to your house and robbed you and you done fell in love with him on the first night.
No, you know what's Benji Cut? You know what pussy does Benji Cut? When your lock on your door locks you in and you can't get out. That's Benji Cut, bitch. That's Benji Cut, bitch.
Baby, girl, the girl in the chat room is fierce, Miss Day, girl. Baby, Miss Boom Boom, Miss Day, she said you Benji Cut when you motherfucking set your gay father up to get robbed to go to a ball. Bitch, the girl girls is a mess, honey. The girls is a mess, honey.
Well,
it's many things.
About Joelle.
Many things.
Oh, let's see about what?
What's he?
Are they talking about Joelle?
Oh. Oh.
What do you know about Joelle, Miss London?
Oh, that she robbed Sharif.
Oh, that wasn't
Banji Khan. Okay,
Banji,
that wasn't Banji Khan. Yeah, that wasn't. I'm gonna fuck up. That wasn't Banji Khan. It was not.
Banji Khan isn't when you give a ball and you take all the coins and you come back 10 years later and give another one and do the same thing.
Banji Khan is when you throw a ball, take the coin, come back to the rumble the next day.
That's Banji Khan.
That was Banji Khan.
That was
Banji Khan.
Somebody just hit me up and they said, you know what's Banji Khan? What's Banji Khan is Miss Pretty Alarth going around thinking she's legendary. That's Banji Khan.
No, the real juice is what's even Banji Khan is that Nanishka called her and made her it.
I didn't make her legend. That's what's Banji Khan.
No, they said that you made a legend in Boston.
You called her.
She's already legend.
Damn,
yeah, did anybody get the Banji Khan right?
She ain't legend. She wasn't already legend.
That's what they called me.
Yo, they said you made a legend.
You Banji Khan when you play it like that.
Buddy, I was going to say, Buddy. The girl says, you know what's Banji Khan, honey? What's Banji Khan is, Miss Thang, Red Legend having all the girls thinking he having a ball, Miss Thang, and all the girls gag.
Hold on. Can I say something?
That was not Banji Khan. That was straight up tired.
Tired Banji Khan.
Oh, they gave up right here. Yeah.
How they set it out. They set all the girls up. No. What's Banji Khan's quote is, and when they have grand prize, they let you do grand prize, and you don't even get the point.
No, what's Banji Khan is when you go into the warehouse and you see your ex-boyfriend in the corner talking to your girlfriend's piece, and you take the cigarette and out it in his face. That's
Banji
Khan.
You know what's Banji? You know what's Banji Khan, honey? Somebody just sent me over on Banji Khan. What's Banji Khan is when you go out with your white woman sister, Miss Thang, girl, and you steal everything in the motherfucking store that you want and put it in the motherfucking suitcase without your motherfucking sister knowing. That's Banji Khan.
No.
It's also Banji Khan. They say the next part of that story was, and then there's also Banji Khan when your sister found out you steal it and then take everything out the motherfucking suitcase and throw it back in front of the store. That's Banji Khan.
No. When Banji Khan is how you go to Walmart and take put the air mattress under the shopping cart and you push out the store without even showing a receipt. And when Super Banji Khan is when you go to Home Depot and you pick up stuff and you put it in your cart and you take it to the cash register to take it back to get more stuff. That's Banji Khan.
Maybe.
What's Banji Khan is the ass whooping that the Chanel's are going to give to Joelle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they want to beat Joelle?
Yeah, she also read them.
Why does Chanel want to beat Joelle?
She read them.
Oh.
You know what's Banji Khan? It's when you can go outside, be watched.
Why is everybody quiet?
Because
I'm reading what they're giving in the chat room, baby.
Because it's Banji Khan when you on the phone with your girlfriend, and then when it puts over and you call back, their phone is off.
That's whose background is that? That's your background, Kelly?
Yes, they so loud, I can't hear.
That's Banji Khan.
No, that's not. That's
you. That's Banji Khan.
No, what's Banji Khan is when you got two dykes fighting over you at the polo ground.
That's not Banji Khan. Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on, we have a caller. 267-307, you're live on the air. Oh, they hung up, honey. They wasn't Benji Kind.
Benji Kind.
If
you're not Benji Kind, please don't press 1. We have, if you got something to say, press 1. But we want to speak to the Benji Kind What the Fuck Tuesdays. Where's the Benji Kind? You ain't bothered.
Where's the old Benji Kind at?
Okay, the old school Benji Kind.
Well, if you want to talk about old school Benji Kind, if you want to talk about old school Benji Kind, Benji Kind is when you sit and you looking at TV and you eating Captain Crunch and all your lights go off, so you decide to take the orange cord and connect it to your girlfriend house.
Benji Kind, that is Benji Kind.
I know somebody that did that.
No,
couple of times.
That's Benji Kind.
Oh my God!
The red phone.
Yeah.
Somebody got to say somebody that's Benji Kind.
Baby, I waited. Oh my God!
Oh,
that was Benji Kind.
I'm out. Put the siren on.
Oh, they said, what's Benji Kind is Tap Malone in drags.
What?
I'm so glad that you is in here in the chat room and you're reading all of this stuff, honey. So now the girls don't think that I'm making this up.
They see.
Because, you know, they swear that I be making up shit.
Come on, chat room. What y'all think is Benji Kind? What's Benji Kind?
Honey. No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Yes,
Kelly. They say what's Benji Kind is when Kelly bullied the judges to get her vote.
Honey, go ahead. Yes, send them Benji Kind. Nicole is there. She's going to give them to y'all, honey. Gina Gospel is Benji Kind.
Yes, Gina Gospel was Benji Kind. Yes, Gina Gospel was Benji Kind.
Now, I got one for Jasmine, even though she's not on the phone, honey.
They said,
Sabin,
what's not Benji Kind is when you have chicken grease on your T-shirt at a function.
What happened?
What's not Benji Kind is when you got chicken grease on your T-shirt at a function.
No, what's Benji Kind is when you get ready for a category at a bar and you get money for what's the usual for your family, and when the money is gone, you go right back. You can hear more. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, they're talking about the Benji Kind IDs at the clubs.
She gone, Kugel A. She just hit me up and said, dude, I try it.
Tell her no, that wasn't trying it, bitch.
That was Benji Kind.
That was Benji Kind.
You know
what's
Benji Kind? Benji
Kind is
when you, everybody in the house and y'all getting ready to go to the motherfucking club, mistake, bitch. And everybody is partying down, bitch. And y'all wait to the club and you get to the front of the door, mistake. And your girlfriend ain't got no money to get in and you leave outside. That's Benji Kind.
You know what's Benji Kind? When you take your mother all the way upstate and she goes to your sister's house and asks for a pot to eat her cereal in. That's Benji Kind.
Oh my God,
it's a lot of Benji Kind tonight, honey. Baby. Anybody? Oh, wait, hold on. We got another caller. Audie, hold on. 317-833, you're live on the air. Okay, they hung up. I guess they wasn't Benji Kind. What's going on with all the girls, honey?
They said, Salvin, you Benji Kind from your Benji, your bucket of chicken at KFC.
Yes! Don't forget the coleslaw.
Baby, somebody just hit me up and said, Benji Kind is when you're the only boy on the bus going to see your man in Rackets Island.
Everybody did that.
Honey, I know that's right.
I think
honey.
Every girl did that to visit somebody in Rackets Island, honey.
Don't forget to leave out when somebody's up there already on your visit.
Oh, now that's fierce.
That's not Benji cunt. That's getting your ass beat, bitch, because I'm waiting.
Okay, so that next person to get off that visit, huh?
Yes, okay.
No. When the investigation is, what's Benji cunt is when you go visit somebody, and when it's time for you to come down and you think you're going home, they say, come with us.
917-345, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, what's up, Kelly, Nicole, Salvin, and London?
Hey, Letitia.
This is the original Benji Cunt, bitch.
Old school Benji Cunt is when you mix up Pepsi and Drano in a motherfucking mayonnaise jar and throw it on a bitch that tried it with you the night before. That's Benji Cunt. Benji cunt is when you tie up your taser in the back of your head to get it through into the ballroom.
That's bitch.
Yes, that's Letitia, honey.
They said Benji cunt is Letitia Revlon. Yes, Letitia.
We're bangling all the way up, bitch.
You're welcome. Y'all funny.
Yes, Letitia, bitch.
Baby. The girls are Benji aunt.
What's Benji cunt is when you in your room and your boyfriend is doing his homework and you look out your window and the U-Haul is sitting outside.
But Benji cunt is when your man is in the motherfucking room in the bed sleeping thing and you sucking the trade off in the living room. That's Benji cunt.
Benji cunt is when you ain't got no quarters. You try to figure out you going to the ball or not. You just make a quarter, you pop up.
Yes, Benji cunt.
Baby, it's a lot of Benji cunt girls out there, honey.
Yes.
Any of you girls in the chat room got any Benji cunt on some tea, honey, that y'all would like to be spilled, honey? Put it up there, honey. Nicole and London's in the chat room, honey. It can get to you, honey. It can get out on the airwaves, honey.
Benji cunt is for some of the girls that must the boys train and they sleep, and when the train wake up, they just say it.
That's how I was. That's how I
was.
That's
tacky, cuz. Okay, listen, shut the fuck up, Monique.
You don't want
to trade up. Now, Benji, because you wake the motherfucking trade up and let him know you want to suck his dick.
That's Benji cunt. Yes, that is.
Don't do that shit while he's sleeping.
Benji cunt is, bitch, when your girlfriend come over to your grandmother's house, Miss Thing, and she's sucking the tray dick in the motherfucking bathroom, Miss Thing, and he pours the whole shower rod down in the motherfucking project. Bitch.
No, Benji cunt is when you getting fucked in one room and his mother's getting fucked, and when she comes out and sees you, you don't get through.
What's Benji cunt, Miss Thing, is why you getting fucked by the trade, Miss Thing, and you screaming, Ab-a-lee.
If you didn't have a pair of L.A. Gears, 5411s or Levi's, you were not Benji cunt.
Every
color.
Every color, right, Miss Lizzie? And don't forget the L.A. Gears, bitch. And don't forget your hotchkotch outfit, because if you didn't have that for Easter, you wasn't Benji cunt.
Miss Kelly, you is a
well, I was definitely Benji cunt, because I had my L.A. Gears with my light on the back.
Yes!
And I had my puffer muffs.
Yes!
But you wasn't Benji cunt if you didn't have a pair of travel socks, honey.
Oh, you wasn't Benji cunt if you ain't have no motherfucking red suede motherfucking felis.
Women say, y'all still not Benji cunt if y'all don't roll with the eight ball, the white and red and black eight ball jacket that's still in my closet. That's Benji cunt, Miss Thing.
You're not Benji cunt if you don't know this. Ready, 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 sat, 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 go, 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 leg bang, leg bang.
I'm going to fuck you up, London.
What did you say?
Baby, Miss London is a fucking key. Ain't nobody else on the phone line, Benji cunt, Miss Thing?
Where's the icon, Miss Cabbage Ebony? She should tell us what spirit you come. Where's Miss Cabbage Joseph? Is Miss Cabbage still around?
A long time ago.
Oh.
What spirit you come is when you know that your girlfriend ain't got no change to get on the train, so y'all go through to Jeffra and don't get caught.
Maybe. Hold on. We got a caller. 434-414. You live on the air.
Benji cut is where you don't got no more red hair dye, so you use red Kool-Aid to dye your hair.
That's Benji cut. That's Benji
cut. That's Benji cut.
No, what Benji cut is when you do hop the train and the cops get you and you give somebody else's address and you don't get blamed for it.
Baby, no, that's not Benji cut, bitch. You know what Benji cut? Benji cut is like my daughter said, mistake. Bitch, you ain't even, you don't hop the bus or the train, mistake. You ride on the motherfucking back, mistake.
That's Benji cut. That's Benji
cut. Rolling down the hill. That's
Benji Cut. No, what Benji Cut is when the troopers come to your house looking for you, bitch, and you up in drags, and they don't even recognize you and spook you, and you the one that opened the door, and then you let them right back out to how you let them in.
That is Benji Cut.
Well, that happened to me.
Okay.
Funny.
Yeah.
Benji Cut is when you order motherfucking $800 worth of BBQs, and they come back to your motherfucking house with the detectives, bitch, and you kick the detective and the people from BBQs out your house. That's your job.
You know you being G-Cut when your mother or your grandmother come in your house and she doesn't like the way things is that you put her out. That's being G-Cut.
You know you being G-Cut, Miss Thing, when you live in the projects, Miss Thing, and you got four house telephones, mistake, because your girlfriend done sucked everybody off that came to motherfucking install every day.
No, what's Benji cut is when you go to church with a head tie on.
What is that?
You go to church with a head tie on.
Shut the fuck up. That's Benji cut. You go to church with a scarf.
Bitch, who goes to church with a scarf on?
That's Benji cut. He says, come as you are. You don't get good to come to God. You go to God to get good. So I guess you can go with a scarf and baggy jeans and some Levi's and Reeboks and all that.
Now,
what Benji cut is when you got your scarf and julep and pajamas on and you pump all over the place like that.
That's in Fordham. Yes, that's Benji cut, bitch. When you walk up and down Fordham with a fucking scarf and a green mask on, that's Benji cut.
Popping your head.
Hold on, because you know my daughter Kat over here. She's getting her hair done right now, honey. If your hair don't sway, get it done by laying. Kat is over here getting her hair swayed. But Kat said you Benji cut, bitch, when you still got an old motherfucking book of food stamps.
Bitch, you know what, Kat? I got something better. You Benji cut when you got your 1992 food stamp card with the big picture that has food stamps around it. That's you Benji cut.
No, you Benji cut when you know you too old to be going to free lunch in the summertime and you still get through.
Bitch, I love that fish and cheese, bitch.
Yes, me too. I always
yeah, Benji cut when you cost your food stamps.
You know you motherfucking Benji cut, mistake, when they had the old motherfucking bus pass, mistake, and three of your girlfriends lost their bus pass, mistake, so after you show it to the bus driver, you pass it back
pass
to the
it
next
back.
Bitch.
Yes, bitch, you pass it back.
No, bitch, you know you old school Benji cut when you know you ain't got no bamboo, and you rip up the paper from the Bible, and you roll it up, and you smoke down.
That's not bad. That's jail school Benji cut, bitch.
No, you Benji cut, mistake, bitch, when you live across the street from the Chinese restaurant, and you go downstairs and rob them.
That's bold.
Okay, that is bold.
No, you know you Benji cut was when you go to the corner store and you get all that motherfucking food and you pay them later when you get your stamp.
Yeah, that's Benji cut. Now that's Benji cut.
What's Vanji cut is that Boogie Revlon's ex date is with Kin 007 a law.
Ooh.
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 Oh.
Why y'all gagging?
Oh.
Bitch, y'all said, well, y'all's not ready for that. Hold on, we got a caller. 314-546. You're live on the air.
What's Banji cut is when you use your child's food stamp card to get platters for your table at your bowl.
Oh, no.
That's not Banji cut.
That's
not Banji cut. That's unfit.
Hold on. 347-99. You're live on the air.
All right, I got like three.
Go ahead.
When you go to Rent-A-Center and you rent everything but you don't pay and they come knocking at your door to take the shit and you don't answer the door. What's Benji cut is when you make grilled cheese sandwiches with your iron and your iron board. What's Benji cut is when you live in your house for like over a year and you still ain't got no furniture but you smoke down and all you do is bomb.
That's Benji cut.
That's Benji cut.
Yeah, have a nice night. I got to go to work in the morning. Okay.
No, what's Benji cut is when you got your mattresses on milk crates.
Now that's Benji cut.
What's Benji cut is when it's the time and you don't want your new sneakers to get dirty, so you put plastic bags over them.
That's Benji. Anybody on the phone line that think you are Benji cunt, if you qualify to be a Benji cunt diva, press 1 and tell us why you are Benji cunt. What is the incident that made you Benji cunt?
It's over here. Cat, honey, Cat has a Benji cunt from Miss London, honey.
What's Benji cunt is when you've been to the country that you're using an accent from.
Is when you still can play red light, green light, bulb, bitch.
The girls is over here keep cackling and falling out, bitch. It is a key over here. Bitch, this is really fun tonight. I'm really enjoying tonight, honey.
What's Benji Khan? But the girls over there, they're not saying what's really Benji Khan. What's up? Who's up in that room so I can tell y'all who's in your house that's really Benji Khan? Miss Cat is Benji Khan. Who else is there that's Benji Khan?
Cat, was Benji Khan as you coming to my country and sleeping with my man?
What's Benji cut is you coming to her country sleeping with her man.
That's the name for my nose. That's what Benji cut.
What's Benji cut is when you know your tracks is loose, bitch, and you got your head glue in your bag.
Baby.
When you're on your way to Great Adventures and your mother's sitting there ripping her weave out before we get to Great Adventures.
What? What's Benji cunt, bitch, is when you take all the girls straight from the stroll and they stroll out into Great Adventures. And the girls in blonde and pink and burgundy motherfucking wigs.
And your fucking Victoria's
Secret outfit. Honey, that's Benji cunt, honey. What's Benji cut is Foxy Milan's big fat ass. That's Benji cut.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my goodness.
I don't fuck you up, pussy. Honey.
When you leave the house, bitch, or there's
4
people, 19 people,
because
they ass in Philly, you make it to Christmas Street, run out of gas,
bitch,
you go straight to jail.
That's not
Benji cut. No. What's Benji cut? What Benji cut is when your man do leave you, they expected that he would never come back, and you gag that he comes back, and the girls are gagging.
What's Benji cut, bitch, is when you get pulled over on the side of the motherfucking highway and the cops ask you what's in the back of that truck and you tell them 15 queens.
What's Benji cut is when the 6 queens and still got your picture hanging up on the wall.
Honey.
That bitch is a bad.
Baby, it's been a lot. Nicole, we about to get up out of here. Nicole, what's going on for tomorrow? Who we got tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing the legendary Ayanna Khan, and we will be talking about all the things that she has accomplished in the coming alongs of her gay life and her doctrines and all the things that we have to look forward from her and everything that she's trying to do with the new scene. And there will be someone special on that, because Ayanna's interview won't be as long as every other interview is.
Okay, honey. Well, everybody, one by one.
Yeah, Ayanna Christian.
Yeah, Ayanna, that's what I said, Ayanna Christian.
No, you didn't say Ayanna Khan.
I did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, Ayanna Christian.
They say if you talk it, it comes true. Right, everybody, one by one, in no random order, can y'all please say goodnight to the girls, because we about to get up out of here.
No,
you not.
I'm the real Banshee Khan. Night.
To all my true Banshee Khans, you know what Banshee Khan really is.
Pussy. Oh, well, pussy's gone. Well, like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary Aurora Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alley, whatever bathroom you go into tonight or this week, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Nicole will be here tomorrow night live on the air with the legendary icon, Ayanna Christian, and she will be definitely giving her interview, and she also has a special guest after Ayanna interview. I can't wait to hear the interview. I love y'all all, and I'll see y'all back here. Oh, wait, hold on. And I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday. And I still haven't got a confirmation yet from Red Legend about anything. So once I get that, I will let y'all know. If it happens tomorrow, I'll come on and I'll give y'all breaking news. But as of yet, we have not been compensated for anything yet. I love y'all all for loving me. And like I tell y'all, every Monday and Tuesday, Beyonce is going to take us away with Love on Top. Good night.